I'm here in IRD Duhallow with John Tierney from the Historic Graves Project. The place is looking fantastic. There's photographs up from all of the graveyards that they've been in for the past couple of months. John, it's been a good long engagement this time with a leader company bedded into a community. It was the way to go, I think, was it?
Oh, yeah, very much so. When we met the Mary McHugh from IRD Duhallow middle of last year and had a chat about this, we had talked about doing the night class, but in fact what we did was we did about 6 weeks of night class and then we went straight into field training. And the community groups were already geared up to do something. And the attendance was 100%, and if not more, it was 110%. Actually, we finished with more people at the course than started it. And then straight away we were in the field. So across 5 months, Finn, we visited, I'd say, over 20 graveyards, and we trained people in 14, to the extent that practically those 14 graveyards are surveyed now, 5 months later, and online and available.
And the benefits for the community, John, like it was the community engagement aspect, but there's also the survey aspect. So marrying the two, I think, is the challenge always.
Yeah, by applying solid archaeological techniques, the types of techniques that you and I would have been brought up on, I suppose, by marrying that with community engagement, we actually end up with very strong genealogical products, genealogical data sets that can be used to drive tourism and business into an area. Every parish has a graveyard. Every graveyard has got names carved on stone. And those surnames are the Irish people and the Irish diaspora. And that's the driver, really, that will get people into every parish in the country.
And tonight is all about celebrating what you did.
Yeah, it's a review and it's a celebration because it was all very relaxed and it was all very informal in a sense, very active but informal. Tonight is all about touching base again and saying, look what we found here and look what we found there, trying to see some of the things in common, and then also trying to encourage the groups to think about what they're going to do next. Is there any bits of work remaining? Did some groups do more rubbings than others? Should they do a bit more, let's say, higher quality photography, pick the perfect morning, go out and take some of those high-class photos? And is there more research that they can be doing? And how can they work with local archaeologists to try and enhance the resource, delve deeper into the holding, and tell the story of the archaeology of Duhallow and the history of the families who live in the barony.
And all the graveyard surveys are all online under the project tab on the Historic
Graves
site.
Yeah, go to historicgraves.com, click on Explore, go down to Projects, and in there then you'll see 14 registered graveyards. And after tonight, we'll have registered something like 25 individual graves that are the communities themselves have chosen and are considered to be interesting for now. It's only scratching the surface, Finn, but it's where we're starting, and that'll give you a flavour of what we're finding in the whole area. And those next year, then we might pick another 25 graves to tell another 25 stories.
Brilliant. Well, enjoy the night.
Okay. Thank you.